Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news is all about reform of the Common Agriculture Policy. The long-awaited proposals are published today, and Richard Lockhead, Rural Affairs Secretary, is out actually on farms in Aberdeenshire discussing what the reforms will mean in practice. It's expected that the main topic will be the targeting of future farm support packages towards those who are most actively involved in the day-to-day business of producing food and drink. So farmers who had hoped to retire and still keep drawing subsidies will be in for quite a shock. Also in the news is the European Food Trade Fair, which is taking place in Germany this week. Quality Meat Scotland have announced a three-pronged approach to exporting red meat. The Scots are now moving from initial promotion to developing markets in France, Italy, Holland and Belgium, and growing the already established £45 million industry within those four countries. The team from QMS are also aiming to break Scotch beef and lamb into the relatively new markets of Germany and the Nordic countries. And as a longer-term strategy, they'll be aiming further east to the newly affluent Russian and Chinese markets. It's quite a challenge for the small team from QMS to tackle those world markets, and Chief Executive Yul Morton is hoping to build sales on the solid platform of the domestic market.
We're promoting the brands that we have, Scotch beef, Scotch lamb, and of course our Scotch beef and Scotch lamb brands, they've got the PGI. Underneath all these brands is a fantastic story of what goes in to actually get that quality produce onto the plates of our consumers wherever they may be. And of course, when you think that Scotch beef has a 92% recognition rate, the Scotch beef brand, that's fantastic in Scotland. And Scotch lamb is also with highest ever levels of recognition. And of course, our exports are up right across our three species, Richard. The exports are up, and that's got to be good news. And imports are down. Again, that's good news.
Yul Morton there from QMS. And next week, we'll be catching up on what they actually did achieve in Germany at Anuga in Cologne. Now, that's the world's largest food fair, welcoming over 150,000 trade visitors. And Richard Lockhead said at the event on Monday that Scotland has to offer the world a wonderful natural larder, a clean environment and passionate producers. It all adds up to one of the greatest lands of food and drink anywhere around the globe. And on that stirring note, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.